الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا أبا سفيان، جئتكم بكرامة الدنيا والآخرة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama-i kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this Mubarak month of Sha'ban, which is the onset of the month of Ramadan. We've just passed the month of Rajab, which is from amongst what is referred to as the Ashur-e-Hurum, the sacred months of the Islamic calendar. And as on the last occasion, a few weeks back, we mentioned the ma'soor, the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which creates a meaning of, which gives a meaning of anticipation. The Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the onset of Rajab, started anticipating, waiting expectantly for the month of Ramadan, which is indicated from the words of the dua that Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. That Allah bless us in the months of Rajab and Sha'ban and cause us to remain alive to experience the Mubarak and the blessed month of Ramadan. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimullah, in his kitab, he mentions about the Salaf Salihin that كانوا يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يبلغهم شهر رمضان. That from six months prior to the month of Ramadan, they would already start making dua. Like a businessman, he doesn't wait for the month of December long in advance. He doesn't wait for the commercial season long in advance. He starts the preparation, extra buying, filling up the shelves, etc., arranging for extended trading hours, advertising in anticipation for his prime period. These were people who had akhirat in front of them. كانوا يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر. For 6 months before Ramadan, they would start making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah should cause them to remain alive to experience the Mubarak and the blessed month of Ramadan. So Ramadan is coming, my respected brothers. What is the preparation? What is the anticipation within us to stock the freezers, or in the dread of the fasting that we have to do, the extended hours of hunger? South Africa presently in winter, there isn't much of a fast. In fact, somebody says it's probably like a early breakfast and a late lunch. So there isn't that much with regards to that. But the question is, what is the preparation? What is the realization? What is the anticipation? And as we mentioned, that this period that we are passing through, one is, we found last week in many, many of our masajid, the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was mentioned in great detail. Likewise, next week will be Shab-e Barat. The question, my respected brothers, to a very large extent as an ummah, we have become oblivious to what are the asbaq, what are the lessons, what are the haqaiq, what are the realities that are attached to these various occasions. Mi'raj comes and goes, Rajab comes and goes, Shab-e Barat comes and goes, Ramadan comes and goes, the days of Hajj comes and goes. But to a very large extent, what change is it bringing in our life? What realization is it causing, dawning upon us? What are the lessons of these various occasions? Last time we mentioned in great detail the gift of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah says, لِلْعَبْدِ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ مَوْقِفَانْ مَوْقِفٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فِي صَلَاتِهِ وَمَوْقِفٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ يَوْمَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. that Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on this Mi'raj and he brought something. He brought a gift. What gift? Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah refers to this. He says, for the slave of Allah, there are two occasions in his life when he will present himself in Allah's court. The first occasion, 5 times every day when that muazzin calls out the azan. He presents himself in Allah's court. The second occasion, يَوْمَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. The day when you will have to physically actually meet Allah on the day of judgment. فَمَنْ قَامَ بِحَقِّ الْمَوْقِفِ الْأَوَّلِ هُوِنْ عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْقِفِ الْآخَرِ. The one who will fulfill the haqq and the right of the first standing, 5 times daily salah, Allah will make easy for him the second standing. وَمَنْ اِسْتَهَانَ بِهَذَا الْمَوْقِفِ وَلَمْ يُوَفِّ حَقَّهُ شُدِّدْ عَلَيْهِ ذَلِكَ الْمَوْقِفِ. And the one who will make a mockery out of this first standing, 95% of the ummah is already away from the masjid. The other 5%, what is the type of salah that we are performing? Those that will make a mockery of this first standing, Allah protect us, شُدِّدْ عَلَيْهِ ذَلِكَ الْمَوْقِفِ. He says the second standing will be made difficult for you. So Mi'raj, what was the lesson? As we mentioned last time, at least this much. At least this much, each one take to his heart. Celebrate the Mi'raj of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Understand the extent of a mu'jiza and miracle that it was. What is the celebration? What is the attestation? What is the realization? What is the wafadari and allegiance to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? At least this much. Ramadan is coming, Shab-e-Barat is coming, raise our hands. Ya Allah, I accept the gift of your Nabi. Ya Allah, from now till I die, not one salah will be made qada. Then we have understood what is Mi'raj. Other asbaq and lessons to a very large extent, as we mentioned, ulama say this Mi'raj was consolation for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He lost Abu Talib. He lost that pillar of support, Khadijatul Kubra. What type of pillar? What type of pillar was she? Prior to Islam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would worship Allah in Ghare Hira, in the cave of Hira. When his supplies would run out, Khadija would bring food for him. When he receives Nubuwwat, the first person that accepts his message, the first person that becomes his support is Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. To what extent, richest woman in Makkah, her caravans used to go to foreign countries for trade and commerce. Yet the day arrives, that Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stands on Mount Safa, and he says, Ya Jibreel, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ مَا أَمْسَى لِآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ سُفَّةٌ مِّن دَقِيقٍ وَلَا كَفَّةٌ مِّن شَعِيرٍ. He says, O Jibreel, by the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, today in the home of Nubuwwat, in the home of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there isn't one grain of wheat, one strand of barley, the home was empty. Richest woman in Makkah, she placed at the altar of Qurbani and sacrifice her entire wealth for the hidayat of this ummah. For the worry and concern of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what is meant by zawj. This is what is meant by a partner. Through that first home of Islam, the sabak is given to the entire ummah till qiyamah. What is the role of the wife? What is the role of a wife? She's a partner. She's a support of her husband in what? Not in keeping up with the James and Jones of society. Like someone put it humorously. They say, what is the sign of an intelligent man? A man who can earn more than his wife can spend. And an intelligent woman is one who can find a husband like that. That is this society, this day and age. There what it was, everything placed on the mantle of Qurbani and sacrifice. So that Bukhari Sharif riwayat, Jibreel comes to Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, Khadija is on her way to you. Khadija is on her way to you. She has prepared some food for you. Allah has sent me to convey His salams to Khadija. Allah has sent me to convey His salams to Khadija. Radiallahu anha. She has suffered greatly because of your deen. Give her the basharat and glad tidings that her home in Jannah is already prepared. La sakhaba fihi wa la ta'ab. There will be no tiredness, no difficulty, no hardship. Qurbani and sacrifice that she gave, she practically showed every wife, every mother of this ummah till qiyamah what the role of a wife and mother is. She passes away. Abu Talib passes away. The incident of Taif occurs.
We know the incident. That was the hardest day in the life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Pelted for miles, Mubarak blood dripping into his Mubarak shoes, the whole body dripping with blood. The ground of Taif cried, the sky above Taif cried, street urchins set upon him, pelted, mocked, rebuffed, rebuked. He falls down, they pick him up physically, force him to carry on running. Stones raining down upon him, till finally, when he reaches some refuge, إِلَيْكَ أَشْكُ ضُعْفَ قُوَّتِي وَقِلَّةَ حِيلَتِي وَهَوَانِي عَلَى النَّاسِ إِلَى مَنْ تَكِلُنِي إِلَى عَدُوٍ يَتَجَهَّمُنِي أَمْ إِلَى بَعِيدٍ مَلَّكْتَهُ أَمْرِي. Wallah, there is no language that can translate this dua of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Eh, mere Rabb, eh, mere Aqa. Oh my God, oh my Khuda, oh my Allah, to whom have you handed me over? To those who have scoffed at me, hurt me, persecuted me like this. I complain to you of the weakness of my strength, of my lack of planning, of my dependence upon people. And what is the crux of his dua? He says, oh my Allah, as long as you are not angry with me, then I am happy with whatever has happened. As long as you are not angry with me, this call reaches the arsh of Allah. The malaikatul akhshabain, the angels of the mountains are sent down. On your command, give the command, and the mountains on either side of Taif will be brought together, and these people will become surma, they'll be crushed forever. Rahmatul lil alameen. Rahmatul lil alameen. Head to toe, a mercy. No, my Allah. No, my Allah. No, my Allah, if they don't accept, perhaps their progeny will accept. Ya Allah, give them hidayat. Even at that juncture, even at that juncture, ulama say, many Muslim historians are of the opinion, after this mountain of trial and test, after this mountain of tests and tribulations, the heavens were decorated, consolation for Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this mu'jiza of Mi'raj. There is no other surah in the Quran that begins with this expression. Besides surah Bani Israel, wherein the verse of Mi'raj is mentioned, this surah begins with this expression, Subhan. Subhan alladhi asra bi abdi, Subhan. No other surah in the Quran begins like this. What does Subhan mean? Allah is pak. Allah is pure of the rules and regulations by which He has bound His makhluk and creation. Allah owns time. La yahwihi makan. La yashtamilu alayhi zaman. Allah is not confined to space. Allah is not confined to shape. Allah is not confined to form. Allah is not confined to direction. This is His makhluk. He has created shape, space, form, color, direction. Allah Himself does not occupy space. La yashtamilu alayhi zaman. Allah is free of the constraints and restrictions of time. The clock was stopped. Past tense, present tense, future tense, this is for you and I. Einstein, when he was dying, someone commented to him, great scientist like you, you're also dying. What was his response? He said, if I could supersede the constraints of time, then I would beat death. But time is in Allah's control. Time is in Allah's control. The clock is stopped. Subhan. When Allah wants to take His Habib, when Allah wants to take His Habib, what a vast distance is this? What is this distance? Just if you look at this universe, the solar system, the sun, 9 planets, 31 moons, 30,000 comets and asteroids. This is what we, when we look up, the solar system. It's part of one galaxy. What is this galaxy? They call it the Milky Way, which is a conjunction of 17 galaxies, a super galaxy. What is the size of this? The sun is one star. It is said the diameter of the sun is 1,392,000 kilometers. In this galaxy, they estimate, this one galaxy, they estimate there are 200 billion stars. Some of them, sun is 1,392,000 kilometers. There is one star, 400 million kilometers the diameter. One star, 1.4 billion kilometers the diameter. How vast is the space if you travel at the speed of light? What speed does light travel at? 186,282 miles per second. 300,000 kilometers per second. At that speed, if you travel, in 1 year you will cover a distance of 9.5 trillion kilometers plus minus. It is estimated this one galaxy is 150 light years. 150,000 light years, one galaxy. And they estimate there are 170 billion other such galaxies, which form only 3% of the visible universe. The other 97% is the black hole, which is not even visible. All this is sama ad-dunya. Sama ad-dunya. وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّ السَّمَا الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَحِفْظَا. Quran tells us where you're seeing the stars, this is sama ad-dunya, below the first heaven. Such a vast space. From Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, Imamat of Anbiya, a visible attestation of that statement, where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ana Nabiyul Anbiya, Ana Nabiyul Anbiya, I am the Nabi of even the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. He leads the galaxy of Anbiya in Salah. Then he is carried through this entire space, it is said, atmospheric pressure on each human being, plus minus 1 ton. There is 1 ton of weight, the size of a car, on each one of us. Atmospheric pressure. It is, the effect is negated by the pressure inside your body. This is why as you go higher, the atmospheric pressure gets lesser. This is why the astronauts, when they go in space, they have to wear the suit to create that protection. If it was not there, as this body goes higher, it will become a bomb and explode. Allah's Rasul, where was the astronaut suit? Kurta, lungi, his normal champal of Makkah Mukarrama. Subhan, subhan. Allah is free of the constraints of space. Allah is free of the constraints of time. Allah is free of science. Allah has created all this. There is no limitations to the qudrat and the power of Allah. Subhan, alladhi asra bi'abdihi. Allahu Akbar. Look at the wisdom and the beauty of Quran. Such a mu'jiza, such a miracle. Boggles the mind, such a vast distance in such a short space of time. This mu'jiza and miracle raised Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Clearly, it showed his maqam and status. Yet, what expression does Allah use in the Quran? Subhanalladhi asra. It should have been bi rasulihi, bi nabiyihi, bi habibihi. The Nabi of Allah, the beloved of Allah, the Rasul of Allah. Yet what does Quran use? What is the word Quran uses? Bi abdihi, the slave of Allah. What is the sabak? Mi'raj ka sabak. What is the lesson of Mi'raj? Agar balandi chahte ho, if you want elevation, If you want ascension, if you want the heavens and the earth to be shrunk for you, Ghulam-e-Muhammad ban jao. Become the slave of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Come on to the command of Allah in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like Allama Iqbal puts it beautifully, ki Muhammad se wafa tune to hum tere hai. Ki Muhammad se wafa tune to hum tere hai. Ye jahan cheez hai kya? Lo kalam tere hai. He says, come on the wafadari, on the allegiance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will become yours. What is this world? Nothing. Not even equal to the wing of a mosquito we're chasing after dunya. He says, what is this world? Allah will give you the pen of taqdeer. Write down your own taqdeer. Write down your own taqdeer. My Nabi caught hold sallallahu alaihi wasallam, caught hold of the hand of Abu Sufyan. Ya Aba Sufyan, jaitukum bi karamati dunya wal akhirah. I have brought that mubarak way of life. Today in our businesses we are embarrassed. Embarrassed to dress up in sunnah. Somebody's got a suit and a tie. Places a hanging noose around his neck and he feels it's in conformance with keeping up with times. His dressing, his attitudes, music blaring, creating a calm, serene atmosphere. What is this? This is dushmani, enmity with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our wedding ceremonies, what is walima? What is walima? I'm digressing, but what is walima? What is walima? إِذَا تَزَوَّجَ الْعَبْدُ فَقَدْ إِسْتَكْمَلَ نِصْفَ الدِّينِ فَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِي النِّصْفِ الْبَاقِي. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when you get married, you are finishing half your deen. You are completing half your deen, half your iman. That walima that you have in some hall somewhere, nowadays is done like that. What is that walima? It is a celebration of half your deen and half your iman. How do we celebrate it? How do we celebrate half our deen, half our iman? Do we do it in any manner that pleases Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That pleases Allah? Look at the way the women are dressed. Look at the music. Look at the video. Look at the photography. And then to so-called make it halal create one section in one corner for the ulama and the pious people, or those who got kurta and so on, y'all can sit. There's a parda section for y'all. As if la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah only pertains to the ulama. And only pertains to those who have got some sunnat libas. For everybody else, it doesn't pertain. Why? I'm celebrating my deen and my iman. This is the type of mockery that we are making. This is a mockery of the deen of Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is why our elders say, Bepard, bazaaron mein phirna, Bepard, bazaaron mein phirna, Nabi ke zindagi ke mazaak hai. Karobar ko sood par chalana, Nabi ke zindagi ke mazaak hai. To walk openly, for women to walk openly, fragrantly, violate the laws of parda, violate the laws of hijab. For them to walk openly in public is a mazaak and mockery of the life of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. To run your businesses on interest and riba is a mockery of the life of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You want ascension, you want uruj, you want the heavens and the earth to shrink for you. You want when you raise your hand, the door of Allah's arsh opens. Then bi abdihi, ghulam-e-Muhammad ban jao. Become the slave of Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In your weddings, in your business, in every aspect of your life, in your dressing. Have this in your heart. There is nothing superior to the way of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Every other way is dushmani, enmity with Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the lesson of Mi'raj. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. Another sabak, another lesson of Mi'raj. Like we said, time is very limited. Such a vast space. First heaven, Adam alayhi salam. Second heaven, Yahya Isa alayhi salam. Third heaven, Yusuf alayhi salam in istiqbal, welcoming reception. Fourth heaven, Idris alayhi salam. Fifth heaven, Harun alayhi salam. Sixth heaven, Musa alayhi salam. Each heaven, what happens? The Nabi, Allah makes him stand, wait for Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He greets Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasallam happily. Each Nabi says, Marhaba, welcome to my Nabi, welcome to my brother, welcome to my Nabi, welcome to my brother. When he reaches the seventh heaven, here there is no Nabi in istiqbal. Here there is no Nabi, no reception committee waiting. What does he see? He sees the Baytul Ma'mur, the Kaaba of the Malaika, Tawaf is taking place. How many Malaika has Allah created? You can get an idea, don't know the number. We can get an idea, scientists estimate the age of the universe to be plus minus 13.4 billion years. Malaika were created before this. It is said every day 70,000 Malaika make tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur. Till Qiyamah, one angel will not get a second chance. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. We don't know the number of Allah's army. How many Malaika Allah has created? Malaika making tawaf. One elderly person, mashallah, with a white beard, handsome, is leaning against Baytul Ma'mur. Here the entire scenario changes. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded, isharatan, you go forward. Everywhere else, the Nabi came forward. The Nabi said, marhaba to my Nabi, to my brother. Here you go forward. You go forward and you meet that elderly person that is leaning against Baytul Ma'mur. Who was that elderly person? The grandfather of this ummah, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Khalilullah, the friend of Allah. Now understand the veracity of this. On the one side, maqam status. Allah's Rasul status compared to Ibrahim alayhi salam, there's no comparison. This is that Nabi, Allah takes qasam on his face, wa duha. Allah takes qasam on his zulfa, wa layli idha saja. Allah takes qasam and oath on the Quran that was revealed upon him. Qaf, wal Quran al Majid. Allah Ta'ala takes qasam on the land in which he lived, wa teen, wa zaytun, wa turi sinin, wa hadha al balad al amin. Allah takes qasam in his defense, wa najmi idha hawa, ma dhalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa. Allah takes qasam on his life, la amruka, innahum lafi sakratihim ya'mahoon. Allah takes qasam on his speech, wa qilihi ya rabbi, inna haulai qawmun la yu'minun. Allah attests to him being rahmatul lil alameen, wa ma arsalnaka إلا رحمة للعالمين وما أرسلناك إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا. Sometimes with love and affection Allah calls him Ahmad, sometimes Muhammad, sometimes Mahi, sometimes Hashir, sometimes Aqib, sometimes Fatih, sometimes Taha, sometimes Abul Qasim, sometimes Yasin, sometimes sometimes Muzammil, sometimes Mudathir, sometimes Siraj, sometimes Munir, sometimes Bashir, sometimes Da'i ilallah. Ulama have mentioned 525 names in the affection of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wallah, there is no comparison between the maqam of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Habibullah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was the actual requirement? Ibrahim alayhi salam should have come forward. Allah commands Ibrahim alayhi salam, sit there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is commanded to go forward. Why? Sabak, lesson, miraj, a lesson is being given. Rishta ka taqaddus. The importance that Islam has allotted to family ties, to the reverence of one's parents. This is why when this meeting takes place, here it is not welcome to my Nabi and my brother, welcome to my son and my Nabi. Welcome to my son and my Nabi. Imam Qudama Hanbali rahimullah in his Kitab al-Tawabin, he mentions one incident. The narrator is Hassan bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Anhuma, the beloved grandson of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahle Bayt, Ali Rasul. He says, one night myself and my father, we were making tawaf of Kaabatullah. It was the dead of night, very, very dark. In the darkness we could hear one person. This person was in salah, in the khatim, he had covered himself. He had raised his hand and in a heart-rending manner, he was making dua. Ya man yujibu da'al muttarri fi dhulami. يا كاشف الضر والبلوى مع السقم قد نام وفدك حول البيت وانتبه وأنت عينك يا قيوم لم تنمي هب لي بجودك فضل العفو عن جرمي هب لي بجودك فضل العفو عن جرمي إن كان لا يدركه ذو سرف فمن يجود على العاصين بالكرم. Along these lines he was making dua. What was the crux of his dua? Oh, that being who the oppressed one, the mazloom one, the hurt one, when he calls out to him, he listens to his call. He removes his difficulty, he removes his hardship. The rest of humanity has gone to sleep. Oh my Allah, you do not sleep. It is the dead of night. I have come to your house and I am begging you. Habli bi judika fadla al-afwi anjurumi. Ya man ashara ilayhi al-khalqu fil harami. إن كان عفوك لا يدركه ذو سرف فمن يجود على العاصين بالكرم. He says, you are that being who the people come to the haram to entreat you and beg from you. I am begging you, if your mercy is only for the obedient ones, then what about the sinners like me? Have mercy upon me. They heard the heart-rending words of this person. Ali radiallahu anhu says to his son, go and find this person, bring him to me. Hassan bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhuma locates this person, sends for Ali. They find this person sitting on the ground. He was engaged in salah. He's got a chadar and cloth over him. It's a youngster. They say to him, we can hear from the manner you are making dua that some musibat, some calamity, some hardship has come upon you. What is it? This person starts explaining. He says, I was a youngster. Every type of wrong, every type of guna was there in my life. My father was a pious person, he would beg me, he would entreat me, oh my son, stop this wrong, change your life. Maut is coming, qabr is coming, akhirat is coming. He would give me advice over and over again. Each time I would scoff at him, I would speak rudely to him. One night in a fit of rage I started beating my father. I raised my hand against my father. He says, this was too much. My father said, now it has gone beyond the limits. He went straight to the haram. He caught hold of the khilaf of the Kaaba. And he said, oh my Allah, the hujjaj from near and far come to you. Oh my Allah, it is your promise, la yukhayyib, you will never turn away empty handed. Man kana mubtahilan, who the one who will call out to you with your names Ahad and Samad. You are one, you are totally independent. Oh my Allah, you do not beget, you were not begotten, you do not have children. Oh Allah, that son which you gave me, I have reached the end of my tether. Oh Allah, paralyze half his body, paralyze half his body. He says, my father made this dua and my entire right hand up to my hip became paralyzed. When I realized the wrong, when this happened, I begged my father for forgiveness. He said, no. Finally he relented. Together we were on a camel coming towards the haram. He wanted to make dua again at that same spot, that Allah must give me shifa. A bird flew, the camel got affected, it jerked, my father fell and he passed away. He says, for years I have been begging and crying before Allah to give me shifa from this cure, to give me shifa from this malady, and to remove this curse of my father from me. Because of the years of disobedience that I showed for him, Ali radiallahu ta'ala read 2 rakat salah, made dua for this person, carried on passing his hand over the paralyzed section of his body till he got cured. When he went away, he turned to his son. He said, oh my son, tell the ummah, that in the dua of their parents there is numu and barakah. There is barakah and blessings in the dua of their parents. And in the cursing of their parents there is great harm and great danger. Ibrahim alayhi salam's maqam cannot come near the maqam and status of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yet Allah commands his Habib in Mi'raj, you go to your grandfather, so that the ummah can understand till Qiyamah the taqaddus and the importance that is attached to preserving family ties, particularly the relationship with one's parents. What more neki did he need? What more good deed did he need? Yet what does my Nabi say in the latter part of his life? Lo adraktu walidayya, if only Allah had kept both my parents alive, if not both my parents, at least one parent. Then I would have shown my ummah. It would have been Isha Salah. Imam of Masjid al-Nabawi would have been Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would have, waqad qaratu fatihat al-kitab. I would have read Surah Fatiha. My mother would have come to the window of the masjid and said, Ya Muhammad. She would have called me. What does Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? He says, I would have broken that salah. I would have broken that salah. And I would have went to the window and said, Labbaik ya ummah. Labbaik ya ummah. Oh my mother, I am present. What is it that you require? I would have shown my ummah the taqaddus and maqam of parents. In which home of Durban today are the hearts of the parents not broken? Shab-e-Barat is coming. Shab-e-Mi'raj is coming. Read the hadith, my respected brothers. The du'as of those who have hurt their parents, the du'as of those who have broken off family ties will not be accepted, will be held back even on these Mubarak nights. What? Mi'raj has come and gone. Shab-e-Barat is coming. Ramadan is coming. These occasions are coming. What is the sabak? What is the lesson? What is the haqaiq? What are the realities? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to bring these realities in our life. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.